Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
It's another Story Pirates podcast. What are you doing now? Listening to this.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mindy.
And the Story Pirates perform stories written by kids. Mindy, today's story has one of the longest titles we've ever seen. Tell us all about it.
It's a story written by a 5-year-old, Sophie Dickers, in Wilmington, North Carolina. And her story title is Sit Back, Relax. It's going to take some time to give you this whole title. Melissa, the superhero who can lift up a chair, and she makes your day feel special.
That title is sort of a story in and of itself.
Yeah.
Cool. But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Melissa the Superhero Who Can Lift Up a Chair and She Makes Your Day Feel Special, let's hear the original story that Sophie sent in to us. So, Peter, could you read for us the story Melissa the Superhero Who Can Lift Up a Chair and She Makes Your Day Feel Special?
Yeah, Lee, I can read Melissa the Superhero Who Can Lift Up a Chair and She Makes Your Day Feel Special. In fact, I will right now. With Melissa, you can make your day a special day. Her husband is Mike. They are really nice to each other. She only fights bad guys because she is a very, 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 very nice person. She is a queen, and Mike is a king. The princess's name is Malila. Once upon a time, Melissa and Mike were playing with Malila, and they saw a bad guy trying to break down their castle. They stopped him, and they tied him up with knots of noodles, and they made him look like a pencil. He ate all the noodles, and they made him turn into a real pencil. Melissa and Mike and Malila lived happily ever after. The end. And now, here is the Story Pirates adaptation of Melissa the Superhero Who Can Lift Up a Chair and She Makes Your Day Feel Special.
Welcome to Superhero Adventure Action Theater, the show that interviews the most exciting superheroes. I'm Hout Peterson, and we're going to meet an amazing superhero today. A titan of power, a pillar of strength, and an intricate prism of pure ability, Melissa!
Hello, everyone. I'm Melissa.
Melissa, tell the listeners some of your amazing abilities.
Well, let's see. Today I was cleaning around the house and I saw an area under the chair that was dusty. So I lifted the chair to clean under it.
Using your telepathic powers, right?
Oh, no, just my arms.
But after you lifted the chair, you threw it into space with your ultra strength,
what?
Right?
No. It's a really nice chair. I just lifted it enough to clean and then put it back down.
Back down so hard that it went through the Earth's core, right?
Oh, you are a riot. No, it's right there behind you. See how clean everything is under it?
Yes, great, it's clean. But this is a program about amazing superheroes. I can't just tell everyone about how clean the floor is, Melissa. My ratings will plummet.
Well, I think you can help others have a special day by being nice and just making things cleaner and looking nice around you. That's kind of a superpower.
You're killing me here, Melissa. You are very nice, but nice isn't exciting.
Oh, hey, honey. Who are you talking to?
Oh, this man is interviewing me about being a superhero.
And who are you, sir?
I'm her husband, Mike. I'm also a superhero.
Ooh, okay. Now we're cooking with gas. Two superheroes, one roof. Must be a lot of big super battles over who's the better superhero, huh?
What?
No, we're really nice to each other.
I would only fight a bad guy. I said earlier, I'm a very, very,
very nice person.
Very nice person,
yes. Okay, Melissa, we get it. You're both very, 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 very nice people. Great, but I need action.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Let me call my daughter over. Oh, Malila.
Yes, Daddy?
Oh, hey, sweetie. Hey, show this man the moves you've been working on.
Ooh, moves, huh? What kind of moves? Kung fu, sword play, fire-breathing karate kicks?
No, I just graduated from third-level tap dancing. Here, watch. Look at me. Whee! Ta-da!
How about that for exciting action, huh?
Oh, brother.
Look, I am sorry. You are all very, 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 very nice people, but I guess nice people are also very boring. This is Halp Peterson saying, I'm sorry I wasted everybody's time today on a... Wait, what's that noise?
Oh, no! He's returned!
What? Who?
The one we thought we defeated years ago.
It's Bad Guy, here to destroy the town's castle.
Yes, it's me, Bad Guy. You thought you had gotten rid of me when you defeated my ice-breathing dinosaur and threw me, Cage, into a black hole in the outer reaches of the Spiral Galaxy. Well, know this. Today, I will destroy your town's castle with my giant hammers as an act of vengeance. Then I'm coming for you. Hammers, smash!
Oh, no! He's smashing apart that castle's wall!
Not if I have anything to do with it! Let's go, family!
Family power!
I'll take out his hammers with my flying ultra punch! Ah!
My hammers!
And I'll grab Bad Guy with my anti-gravity jump! And power bear hug! What's the matter? You don't like big hugs?
I hate love!
Well, too bad. We're a hugging family. Malila, tie this no good guy up with your noodle knots.
Lasagna lasso! Fettuccine fetters! Ramen rope! Time step!
I'm tied up tight and skinny as a pencil.
Good idea, Bad Guy. Let's turn this stinker into something useful. A pencil.
Yeah, let's connect our power beams and make it happen.
Yeah! Family power!
We did it!
Oh, great job, honey.
Hey, there's that radio guy.
I'm hiding under the bushes. Is it safe?
Yes, help.
That was amazing. I'm sorry I said those things before. I didn't think you could fight like that. You're all just seem too nice.
Well, just because you're a nice person doesn't mean you let bad guys push you around.
And here comes the townspeople to thank you.
As spokesperson for the townspeople, I would like to thank you for saving the town, your majesties.
Our pleasure.
Your majesties? You're the king and queen? That's your castle?
That's right.
Why didn't you tell me?
We didn't want to brag.
Man, you really are very, very nice.
It's true!
And that's the story about how I met the royal family of superheroes. 14 weeks later, Malila changed her name. You may have heard of her. She changed her name to...
Snow White.
And now you know the rest of the story. Good day, and the end.
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Sophie Dickers.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Lee.
How are you today?
Good.
Thank you so much for doing this interview.
You're welcome.
So, Sophie, you wrote a story called Melissa the Superhero Who Can Lift Up a Chair and She Makes Your Day Feel Special. First of all, that's the best title I've ever heard.
Thank you.
How did you come up with that title?
I was just thinking about it because I like to read. So I was just thinking about all the stories I've read. And that's how I found out I should write my own book about superheroes because I like superheroes.
Oh. And you were 5 years old when you wrote this story, right?
Right.
How old are you now?
7.
What grade does that mean you're in?
I'm going into 2nd next year.
Oh, you're going into 2nd.
This year.
You just finished 1st grade, and now you're going into 2nd grade.
Yes.
How did you like 1st grade?
I liked it a lot.
What did you like about it?
I liked the teachers, and that I got to do specials, and then I got to play at the big playground, because in kindergarten, I got to play on the playground with slides. But not things with, like, jungle gyms.
Oh, man, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it was.
And are you excited for 2nd grade?
Yes.
Oh, I bet 2nd grade's going to be even better.
I think so, too.
Wouldn't it be cool if every year there was a bigger and bigger playground that you got to play on?
Yeah, that would be so cool.
And then by the time you got to, like, 11th or 12th grade, the playground would be so big, you probably could never even play on everything in it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Where do you live, Sophie?
I live in Wilmington.
Wilmington, North Carolina?
Yes.
Do you like it there?
Yes, I like it a lot.
How did you come up with the idea for that superhero family in your story?
I came up with it because I thought that it would be cool to have, like, a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have, like, superpowers. It would be so cool. It would be, like, a family of 3 or 4, I was thinking. So it would be, like, my family.
Oh, and does your family have superpowers, too?
No.
If they did have superpowers, what do you think they would be?
I think my mom's superpowers would be to help people that needed help, and my dad would be, he could make it rain money, and my little sister's would be that she could talk to animals, and mine would be that I would have superpowers that I could fly to school or fly to the Eiffel Tower in like seconds or minutes.
Whoa! Sophie, you've thought about this before.
Yeah.
Those are awesome superpowers.
Thank you.
And in your story, the whole family is like really nice, right?
Right.
And they live in a castle?
Yeah.
If you could live anywhere, where would that be?
In a 100-foot tall castle.
Cool. And you would live there with your family, I'm assuming?
Yes.
And does that mean your parents would be the king and queen of the castle?
Yeah.
And you would be the princess?
Yes.
And your sister would also be a princess?
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think it is pretty amazing.
Sophie, what was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
I thought it was awesome and cool because I have never heard my own story. And I liked how some parts when I read it, you acted it out different.
Oh, good. So do you still write stories?
Yeah. Whenever I have some time, I think I would have spent it writing stories.
That is awesome. Do you have any advice for any kids out there that are maybe want to write a story but need some advice?
If they want to write a story, it would be really good if they use their imagination.
Because that's what you do when you write a story, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Sophie, is there anything else you want to tell me about?
Well, if I could write any story in the whole wide world, it would probably be about magical powers and about fairies, because I like fairies a lot. And another piece of advice is that if you like something, like say you like witches, you could make a story about witches that made whatever you want. It would be like you could use your imagination however you would want it to.
Sophie, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to Sophie's mom, Amy, and to SiriusXM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates perform live, we have shows just about everywhere in America this year. So if you live in America, anywhere, or nearby, listen up. We're probably going to have a show near you. If you live near Whittier, California, we'll be there on Saturday, October 4th. If you're close to Glen Ellen, Illinois, we'll also be there on October 4th. If you live near New York City and love comic books, we'll be partnering up with the Comic-Con people to present a brand new show called Create a Hero, where the kids in the audience will create their own superheroes, villains, and insanely awesome stories. That's next Tuesday, October 7th, on New York's West Side. If you live anywhere near the great city of Baltimore, we'll be at the Gordon Center in Owings Mills, Maryland, on Sunday, October 12th. If you live near North Adams, Massachusetts, come check us out at Mass Mocha on Friday, October 24th. But wait, there's more. Starting in November, we have even more shows in California, New York, Arizona, Colorado, Wyoming, and Arkansas. You can find out details and buy tickets for just about all of those shows on our website at storypirates.org. While you're there, check out our amazing school programs and buy a t-shirt when we come to your school this fall. We want to see you wearing your very own Story Pirates shirt. It's all at storypirates.org. But please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we will see you next time. Goodbye!
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.